Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight we are going to be talking about exercise, movement, having a flexible body, being able to stand up straight, breathe in the air, being able to be grounded to the earth, lift your arms to the sky, and to be able to say, I can stretch this physical body, and it's just in alignment with nature, and we're good to go. Yeah, okay. How many of us over 50 can actually say that every day? Some of us, yes. We all know y'all post all your pictures on Facebook and you tell us how limber you are and how many aerobic classes you've done and, you know, you're climbing some mountain of somewhere. We all know. But there's 98% of us women over age 50 who aren't that limber, who aren't able to say, I'm really able to do the things I used to do. I feel like I've been having this cold for over a year. Or maybe, you know, my blood pressure's been going up. Or maybe my varicose veins are really acting up. Been there, done that. As we have said on many times on these shows, I'm always, whatever I speak about is exactly where I've been. So, hey, it's coming from, you know, personal experience. We'll share stories today. But we'll also share some tips about how to be able to open up your body again, to start to be able to bring in all the energies of nature and the earth, and be able to give your body a little bit more of a chance to be able to be flexible, to move, to be aligned a little bit better, and how to do that. Today, my guest is Julie Ramal. Her DVD is In Light of Change. It's a 2-week fitness program, and she really knows what she's talking about. She's an exclusive holistic fitness workout with celebrity trainers. That's what she does. This is her business. She eats, drinks, and breathes this. She knows what she's talking about, and it's really great to hear from her side, and I will share my side, because what we'll say is, where can you find the space in the middle, and how can this fit into your life? Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Jeanette, for having me. It's a pleasure as well. Thank you.
So, Julie, don't you think, you know, there's a whole lot of a spectrum. I'll be 60 and you're a lot younger. And
yes. I agree with you.
I'm telling you, if my daughter tells me one more time, just do it, and I look at her like, are you seriously kidding me?
Yeah.
But what you do is you take, I think, the principles, and the principles are so important, as we've
agreed.
Always spoken about, and you do what you can do, don't you think?
I agree with you 100%, yes.
So what do you think, Julie? I know the name of your DVD being In Light of Change, and I just... listening to that, you know, it's not another exercise video. It's not something where they're going to pound out the beats.
Right.
Or they're going to tell you, you know, come on, girl, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. And, you know, that really kind of yahoo from the sideline. I don't think we always need that sideline, do you?
I agree with you 100%, yeah. And it's interesting because the name of the DVD is really different from what's in the fitness industry. And I think it's because, you know, our world is changing now. Like, we are entering a more spiritual phase in life. And I'm very close to faith and God. And I just asked God one day, I was like, tell me, you know, what do you want me to call the DVD? And that was the answer I got, was In Light of Change. So I think indirectly, maybe a higher source of power is just saying to society that we need to start changing our lives to really connect back to ourselves.
And it's always true. You know, I'll look at people and they go to these exercise classes and they're pounding it out. They look like, you know what, going in there. They pound it all out. They come out and they go home and they put on their mask and then they go about their day. And
right.
I think how
right.
separated is their mind and their body and their spirit in actually essence? Because what you've said to the body is, I'm going to give you 30 minutes. You better do what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
then you go the rest of the day and you say, now it's on my time. Here's what we're doing.
I know.
And
it's
so disconnected.
I agree. And that's the problem is that, to be successful in anything in your life, you really do need that body, mind, and soul connection in order to be an actual living human who can experience, you know, a change in your life. You can have a stronger power to make a change happen. And I feel really sad when I see people, you know, because I can hear the body talking back. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
When I train my clients, I can hear their language or their body, you know, it just sends me all kinds of messages. And when I'm in the gym, I'm just like looking at everybody like, oh my God, like your knees are crying right now or your hips are crying. Like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, just step back, build some connection to your body, love yourself a little bit more. And you'll get phenomenal results that really will last a lot longer, and you'll just look much, much healthier, younger, and happier.
And I think any type of change is the key. When people say, oh, well, I did a class, and, you know, in a week, I don't look, my shorts are still tight. And you're going, wow, but you did class in the week, and that meant you did change. You committed to something. You showed up. You expelled some carbon dioxide. You've stretched in ways maybe you haven't. And maybe you said to yourself that I know I need to do something. So that is a form of change. I think so many times, and I've said it so many times on this radio show before, is that we totally discount, I think, every little tiny bit of change. If someone says, I hate broccoli, but you've chopped it up and put it in their meatloaf and they didn't know it and they ate it, guess what? That's change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Think
right,
of every little tiny thing. Or if you say, like, I did your DVD, and I'll tell you, last 10 years, I've been totally spent probably 99.9% of my time on spiritual growth. Hasn't everyone that's been listening to this show? They said, you know, we don't know where we are. Our life purpose is going up the wall. Where all of our relationships are going in the toilet. Where do we find it now? And my physical body kind of took a tank. Well, when I looked at the DVD, I said, oh, goodness, there's no way, but I'll try it. And I did probably 1%. But I went out in the pool, and I was able to do maybe 20%. Which was much better for me. And I think every time we have a challenge, we say, how can I take the information and adapt it to where I am, and eventually I will be on that same road also. It doesn't matter if I'm, you know, the billboard on the side of the road, and it doesn't matter if I got to Florida on Easter, you know, because I wanted to go to the ocean, whatever. It's about being able to take the little steps to make the change. So
agree.
You know, it's about really what is important in the word change, don't you think?
I agree with you 100%. There's also one thing I would tell you from my expertise and experience that I think most of the problem is that people don't really love their body. They don't love themselves. Like, it doesn't really matter how you look, but you have to love the things that you do to your body. So I take care of my body like it's my own baby. Like, you know, I'm feeding it always the best foods. I have a very strong connection, like, with my stomach, my lungs, my all my chakra points. Like, I know how to work with them to bring the energy in and up and make sure that every organ and cell is really having its, you know, it's enjoying its lifetime on Earth, because we are living entities. I think the problem is that people have just, it's not people's fault at all. It's just the way the world was built into the systematic format of, you know, you wake up, you go to work, and you put your shoes on. So they never had a chance to really experience the connection to their actual physical self. But most importantly is to start loving yourself. No matter how you look, you know, just love you, because we are all humans and we are all beautiful creatures. And that's really the most important thing.
And many times we've spoken about on this show about the disconnect between your body in the first place. Everybody looks at masking the body. They don't look at the body itself and actually how it functions, how it forms. Mm-hmm. I've had people say to me, I don't need to know about my health. I don't need to know about, you know, what my body does or anything. Just give me that supplement or write out that prescription. You know, I've already got a job. Just, you know, I don't need to know anything. Just put it there. But if you think about it, the only thing that carries around your spirit and your soul is the physical body. If it craps out, well, you know, there's no other way you can get it back. It's not like if you quit your job, it's no big deal, you know. If you get a divorce, if you lose your house or whatever it is, your spirit and your soul can still go on. But if your body craps out, you're pretty much in a hole, right?
Right, I agree. I mean, you know, I've been through a whole bunch of ups and downs in my life, and this is how I really turned to holistic fitness, was because this is what kept me strong in my life. Regardless of the events that I've gone through, it is the only thing that makes me feel connected to a higher source of power and, you know, be aligned with nature.
You know, and when you talk about on your DVD, you really have a lot of different aspects. You know, you have yoga, you have Pilates, you have stretching, you know, and I think that's so vitally important, because if you were just, as we would say, exercising in the two planes of existence, you know, forward up and down and out to the side up and down, that's only two planes of your body. Your body is so much more fluid. And then you wonder why you tore your rotator cuff, you know,
or
you wonder why your shin splints are always back, you know.
Yeah.
So can you share a little bit about some of the movements in your DVD?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the whole entire DVD, we don't really go into saying, like, for example, this is a lung tonic or this is going to open your heart chakra. But indirectly, all of the exercises have been designed holistically to open up all your nadi points, open up your chakra points, and make sure that, you know, if you have any physical, emotional blockages or negative energy blocks in your body, that they will open up. So that's why it's so difficult when someone's trying the DVD, because we store a lot of stuff in our body over time. And, you know, if we're around 50 years old or 60 years old and we haven't cleaned our body for around 50 to 60 years old, you can imagine how difficult it is just to do a couple exercises. So definitely, you know, clients want to work step by step with it. Don't push your body. Your body will say, I'm ready when it's ready. But one of the most important exercises, I think, that I do is the lung tonic exercise, where I really focus on clients having a chance to experience the power of our lungs. In the DVD, I do encourage the whole Ujjayi breath, because that's one of the most powerful breaths that can really take you from the physical era that we live to more spiritual time outside of our body. So the lung tonic exercise is great because it opens up your lungs, and if your lungs are open, what happens basically is that you get an increased blood flow to your heart, increased blood flow to your lungs, and you are able to actually think clearer, because we depend on our lungs a lot. And, you know, that's the reason why it's our second largest organ in our body, followed by skin. There's a whole bunch of other exercises. I really do focus on the butt, because it's funny, because the actual, I call it the power butt exercise, because our butt actually reflects, you know, how much power we have in our life. It's an interesting connection about it. But if you look back at time, like, why does everybody talk about the butt? Like, everything that we say, you know, like, oh, the baby's butt is so cute, for example, or my butt doesn't look good, I want to tone my butt. Like, why is the subconscious constantly focusing on the butt? Because that's where all of our power lies, is in the butt area. So there's that also. I focus a lot on posture realignment, because I do believe that when your skeletal system and your muscular system is properly aligned, you have proper blood flow going up and down your body, proper energy flow going up and down your body, and you can just think, look better, you'll be younger, you'll be more healthier in it. And there's a whole bunch of other exercises, like, that help release cellulite also. All the leg series. I do incorporate a little bit of the martial arts, where we have like a speedball and some kicks and punches in the DVD, because I do believe in the connection that to have physical strength, it helps build the mental strength. So you need to have that focus when you're exercising power. It's not just, you know, stretching and breathing. You need to work with power, like boxing kind of exercise regimen also is very important for the mind and body.
You know, it's been so vitally important with people over the ages of 50, as I would say. We're talking about the age over 50 because it seems to be at the time when your body just starts to kick butt. It's going to kick you back. It's going to say, I don't feel like doing that. Or it's going to say, we're not going to do that today. And you sometimes listen to those sounds more than you listen to the sounds of being able to do something. You know, so many times the elderly will say, oh, I can't breathe. They'll put their hand on their chest and they will roll their shoulders forward. And what that is closing down all of the lungs and making them smaller in your physical body so that you, as you close them down and you bring it together, your shoulders more and more to the front, what you're doing is you're being able to do more shallow breathing. And actually, in effect, if you're, that's when people start developing pneumonia, as we say, when they're older, because there's so much shallow breathing. It's only occurring in the top of the lung, and all of the bacteria and the infection settles into the bottom. Then that's really not a good place to be. What we really want to do is we want to stretch those shoulders back and try to push the rib cage back, so that we can be forced to stretch out the lungs so that that water at the bottom of the pool, as we would say, would start getting sloshed around and maybe get out. And that's what you want. So really, in essence, when you're bringing your shoulders back, you're improving your posture, or you're opening up your lungs, or if you're creating more alignment within your physical body, really what you're doing is you're taking the bones of your body and pushing them back so that the, as we would say, the rivers of blood or lymph can flow, or the muscles themselves can stop contracting, they can open up. And then you have a lot less injuries, because when things start to contract and you've stayed in a contracted state for a long time, those muscles will stay contracted. And when you want to be able to, they'll shorten up. It's what we call foreshortening. When those start to shorten up, then when you turn around, you say, okay, I'm going to go to gym class today, and you do some kind of leg lift or push your shoulders back, you end up with a torn rotator cuff. You end up with some sort of muscle rip in your knee, or you end up with different things like that where you say, oh, the gym class wasn't good for me, or look at what it did to me, I'll never do it again. When really it was, if you had taken it slower or different movements to open yourself up, you bring those muscles slowly back into form, eventually you'll get to the place where you want to be.
Agree, yeah.
You know, and we see this all the time, you know, with elders. It drives me crazy when I go into a nursing home and they're all contracted and sitting. You know, it's I have this little thing, it's called a dream book, and the dream book is I go into nursing homes and there's swimming pools everywhere. And that's all they do. They're in swimming pools everywhere because the movement, you know, you can do things in water that you cannot do on land. So, hey, get in water and know that your arm can go back. Know that your leg can lift. Know that your head can go back. And I think that's really, you're doing it on the land part, but some people can't in water. They can. But it's really, simple movements can really bring us back into space, right?
Right. You know what? The age of 50, honestly, it's a quite young age. You can still really change the body. You just have to start working with it. So, for example, my best advice, let's say if you're really tight around the shoulder areas and you do like a basic arm circle and it's like, oh, I can't do this, you know, I'm going to go do it in the water. That's fine. You can do it in the water, but you want to also make sure that you practice it out on the land as well. So let's say like if you start every day with 5 repetitions of doing arm circles and do, let's say, around 10... maybe 10 to 15 in the water, you should definitely see a difference within 3 days that you will be able to open up your shoulders a lot easier.
Yeah, I think just to know for yourself that you don't have that limitation is the biggest change. When people say that I can't do something when they go to rehab, let's say they go to rehab after surgery and they say, oh, I can't lift my arm, but you go in the water and your arm moves just fine.
Right.
You know that it's your arm is okay. It can do this. It just needs a little bit more time and encouragement. Mm-hmm. So you give it that time and encouragement. And
agreed.
I think that's really what you're talking about is, you know, we're
right.
giving it time and encouragement.
Yeah, just start loving your body. You know, love your shoulders, like connect with your body. When you are connected with your body, it's just like a little baby, you know. Your child will grow happier, will be much more successful. It's the same thing with the body. If you love and you connect to your body, you listen to your body, and that's why I really encourage like a daily kind of meditation, whether it's walking out in the nature or just sitting and actually meditating or just, you know, spending silence for around 5 minutes and just see how are you breathing, how are you thinking, where are your thoughts, are your muscles tense, are your shoulders tense right now. Let's begin by relaxing our shoulders, let's relax our facial expressions, there's no need to be tense, and then just have a little communication, you know, a little dialogue between your mind and your body, and you can really make miracles happen, but it really starts with your mind, reprogramming the mind. I can, I am amazing, I am beautiful, I love myself. And when you have love and you have trust in yourself, that's when, you know, the change is going to happen.
And really, that is the most important part. And also, too, if you're able to connect with nature, the entire mm-hmm. DVD is in nature.
Yeah.
And really about, you know, I don't need to be in some closed room, you know,
mm-hmm.
watching the lady's butt in front of me jiggling and the guy in the front of the class yelling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're going, oh, God, this is just not working for me. So
right,
really,
right.
when you're out in nature, you're focused on yourself. It's
mm-hmm.
not about everybody else.
Right,
when you're out
right.
in nature, you do what you can,
mm-hmm.
and you can listen to your body more.
Right.
When you're in a class, you're really pushing yourself because of, as we would say, I always call it, classes are more like society. It's really
mm-hmm.
those things that, you know, those rules, the regulations, and they're going to push you. It's a peer group. There's a lot
mm-hmm.
of bullies, you know, all
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
talk.
Yeah,
but all
I
that
do.
Is just that. That's talk. And when
mm-hmm.
you're out in nature by yourself, you can listen to you, which is the only thing that really is important in the first place.
Right, right. Especially if, you know, you take off your shoes and you're just really grounded to earth. It's just miraculous. I've helped so many patients and clients of mine who've really gone through so many kind of illnesses just by grounding them back to earth and just letting go of all the emotions in their body and their mind. Because your body does store emotions also. So, like, for example, if you touch someone's hand, I can see exactly what your hand has touched for the past, let's say, 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. Like, and that's where Reiki comes in to really kind of clean off all those negative energy lines or negative images that get stored, you know. And when you have a clean energy in your body, you'll see really a difference in your aura. You'll act differently. You'll always be very happy, very optimistic. And then the power of nature is just incredible. Like, speaking about it right now, it's actually thundering here in Boca Raton, and it's nice because thunder is, you know, cleansing the energy,
yeah.
cleansing anything that's negative. And I was walking, and I was, like, rain poured on before coming
yeah.
here. So it's a very beautiful experience to feel that you're changing right now.
Oh, I love when it thunders and lightnings. I live here in New Orleans, and we have it all the time. I'm lucky. You actually got the rain that we had a few days ago. But,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And actually, my son came in the house, and he says, gosh, did you feel the electricity in the air?
Yeah.
And it's like you can just, you know, you can just feel it. And that's really
yeah.
about being attuned to that. You know,
yeah.
and I think also, too, we look at disease in the older age, and we say it starts to tag on lines. I have people that say, I have this. I have that, I have that. And also,
mm-hmm.
and I will take it and change it and reverse it
mm-hmm.
and say,
mm-hmm.
so are you telling me that you're having a hard time getting something to flow in your body? Are you
mm-hmm.
having a hard time telling
right,
me that
exactly.
something's not coming out?
I love that.
Right,
yeah,
and it's about reframing that. And that's really, you know, also, just before the call, it was funny, I was thinking about this. When
mm-hmm.
you go to the doctor, he never once tells you to stop moving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
and really, when you think about it, there is one time you don't want to move. It's when one of your systems in your body is cut wide open. Like, let's say you have
mm-hmm.
a blood vessel that's cut wide open
mm-hmm.
or, you know, a muscle that's cut open or a bone that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you really need to keep the flow going. And we think about Chinese medicine all the time,
mm-hmm.
the meridians. What
mm-hmm.
is pain in Chinese medicine? Is
mm-hmm.
a blocked meridian. It's a blocked
mm-hmm.
channel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find out where that channel flows and start to work on some pressure points and try to start to move that limb. And then where else is that connected to? Eventually you'll be able to start flowing. And that's what's so vitally important. You know, when we have people who say their anger, I'm really mad, their face gets really red. What is it really all about? That's liver fire. You know, that's about their liver. What's going on, you know? And looking, and you and I see these clues so many times. I mean, I'm sure you probably do it too. There's no one that can pass by us where we don't see a clue, you know?
Agree, yeah. It's like you have x-ray eyes. You can see right through people. You're like, wow.
And it's really cool. But you know what? I also think back on my earlier years. I was a dental hygienist for 35 years. You know, I've seen over a million patients, and I've cleaned their teeth with my hands. And I would go to the I was living in Scottsdale at the time, and the hairdressers in the early 90s were starting to do massages of your hands when you come to the hairdresser. And I was like, no, thank you. And one day the hairdresser says to me, why do you always say no? I'll say, because what I do with my work with my hands, it's just, it's my temple. I keep it to myself.
Right.
And she was like, oh, she couldn't understand it. So it's really about also preserving yourself and taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody's running up a mountain and you don't think you can do it, that's saying no is preserving your vital force in yourself. So you don't at all in this entire DVD, In Light of Change, you never once say to anyone, keep pushing.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's more about being with who you are.
Exactly. You know, even with my private clients, like many, I don't even create a program normally. I don't see, like, I just let the energy come in. You know, they tell me, like, I want to lose weight, let's say, and then I know that at the end of the month, like, I want them to drop maybe, I don't know, 2 pounds, 3 pounds. It depends who I'm dealing with. But it's funny, each session that we do, it's like their body tells me, hey, I don't want to go, you know, like, do 100 squats or 50 push-ups. They don't want this aggression. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's where holistic training really comes in, that we can give you the body that you want just by working with it, not against it. And I think that's one of the most important messages is you've got to work with the body, understand how it's made to move. You know, we're not made to carry these heavy dumbbells and work out as if we're, you know, back like around 500 years ago on the farms. We've just changed. We've evolved completely. We're more heading into a spiritual time and zone. And it's funny because I was just talking to someone right before talking to you. I was looking at her arms and she was saying, you know, I want to lose a little bit of body fat around my arms. And I was just looking at her and I was like, you know, you could spiritually do that just by thinking you're thin or thinner. You can change your actual cells to look thinner. So, and that's where breath can come in. You know, we can do breathing exercises, but you've got to use the power of your mind. When the mind is strong and the body's physically maybe not super strong, but at least you're connected to your body, that's where you can pretty much do anything that you want. It's just your own empire.
You know, it's really interesting, too, when you just said that about the spiritual part, because I've also noticed in 10 years is that my total physical body has changed. Like where I would feel muscles that were before, those aren't anymore. So I think we are almost energetically changing the composition of our body. And I don't even think, but what I'm really thinking too, sometimes I'll say to someone, they'll say something and I don't know, I'll say, oh, gosh, I don't really feel my legs or my feet. I'm in this space where I don't notice that anymore.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, when you're in meditation or something, but this is not even in a meditative state. This is just, you know, you sit in your center yourself and you're always in the present moment all the time, which I do. And what you just, those things just don't even come on the bleep scale anymore, you know? And
yeah,
I think it's almost like eventually, you know how you can see a hologram of yourself probably doing this DVD? If that's going to be eventually more what we're going to be versus worrying about carrying the sack of the human body. Do you know, this really isn't going to matter much eventually.
I agree.
But right now, I think what you've done in Light of Change is really what you're sparking the light on is you're changing the body from a dense, physical, heavy weightness to something in a spiritual lightness. So what you're kind of like in this evolution kind of idea, and I think that's right. where you're starting right. to right. transform right. it.
Yeah, yeah, and the change is already happening. I mean, like, it's the most beautiful thing is to see when you can change children's lives. They, you know, because they're all connected to the cell phones and all this computers, mm-hmm. But they're not connected to their bodies. Like, when I teach them in class, let's say a whole bunch of 16-year-olds, they can't even do, let's say, like, one push-up. They're just like, oh, I'm so tired. But that's really sad. If you don't have, you know, the physical connection at that age, what's going to happen when you're 30 when we have all this, you know, junk food in the market and all these poisons that we're intoxicating your body? We're going to just lose our intuition. You know, it's just, I just see more diseases and more illnesses, more hate among humanity. So I think holistic fitness can bring humanity together, bring yourself back together, and just improve that whole, you know, spiritual connection and journey to make sure that everybody is living a happier and healthier life on this planet.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great evolution. I think really you're at the forefront of it. You know, you've, in your mind and in your spirituality, you're pretty much, you know, got a good grasp on it, and you're starting to bring people along for the ride, more to say, in light of right. change, your DVD. It's really about how to start moving in that fluid sense so you can be like that hologram person that can be very limber and move. And mm-hmm. and when you look at a hologram, you don't see the denseness or the outlines if you're heavy, fat, skinny, short, tall, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just
mm-hmm.
see the hologram move.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
you just
mm-hmm,
see the
yeah.
spirit of the energy move. You don't see all that other stuff.
Agree.
You know,
yeah,
and that will be
agree.
Such a cool place to be, right?
Right. I mean, to be honest, like whenever I'm training, because I train a whole bunch of big VIPs and celebrities overseas, and they come and, you know, they're, you know, obviously they have a little bit of ego, many of them. And I look at them and I just disconnect from who they are. And I'm looking
yeah.
at their body, which is like the spiritual energetic force. And I'm just like, wow, like it is just amazing to see, you know, how the body can function. Like it doesn't really matter who you are, what you are. It's just your body. That's, I think, what's the most important thing as well.
You know, it's the funniest thing. I have a friend, and I had met him about 14 years ago. And
yeah.
I was just put my hand on his back or whatever. He had real broad shoulders and, like,
mm-hmm.
a super straight back.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hand on his back, and I touched it, and there was no give.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I said, wow, what? And you know what I said? What are you walling off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was trying to do acupuncture needles and stuff like about 5 years after that on him.
Right.
Needles
yeah.
would not even go in.
Wow.
And it was like,
oh my gosh.
Gosh, you are just keeping out everything. You're so,
yeah.
you know, you are
yeah.
so walled off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It, and it's incredible that, you know, these little things that people can start looking at and just say, I didn't realize
mm-hmm.
that, or I didn't
right.
know that.
Right. Right,
you know?
Right. My best advice for everybody is just when you have too much on your mind, just really let go because it's not worth it. Like whoever has created us, the higher power is going to take care of it anyway. So in reality, we don't have any problems. It's just really about making the best that you can every single day and knowing tomorrow you're going to do something a little bit better than, you know, for your body and for your mind. And just never, ever fear. Just enjoy the moment and be connected.
Yeah, it's about learning to listen and being able to move. And if the only movement
mm-hmm.
you can do today is to be able to just, you know, just think of children, you know,
mm-hmm.
put your arms in the you know, air and be able to move your hips around like you've got a hula hoop for a minute.
Right.
That's
right.
more. That's more movement than anything. Take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, take
agree.
It. And you know, just in closing, I wanted to say something. This is funny about when you spoke about the butt being the powerhouse. If
yeah.
you look at a skeleton
mm-hmm.
and you look at your blood flow, right at the hip and the lower back is the end of the spinal cord and all of the blood vessels going into the legs. That is the core that right there, it's almost like if you have any problems with your lower back, your legs don't want to do things. And I always say it's like the connection between the upper and the lower. It's the mm-hmm. Connection that will keep you moving or keep you sedentary. It's
mm-hmm.
the energy that will keep you held back or let you go forward.
Yeah.
So really, by the butt is like, you know, it's so important to be able to keep that end of that spinal cord and those major blood vessels being able to work or not, because they will take you out and they will keep you going. And that's really the best core, because right there is where the rest of your trunk has to stand up. If you don't have your legs, your trunk has nowhere to balance on. So keeping that in balance, that's what you're doing with the butt exercises.
Right.
You're keeping the balance of your upper core to be able to know which way to go. So that's really important when we think about that versus, am I going to get into the pool and do a bicycle and, you know, because I got to hurry up and do aerobics because I got to pick up my kids.
Right.
It's more about being able, where's your balance? And I think you speak about balance unconsciously in your entire program.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a quick little fitness test that I like to sometimes give my clients is I just tell them, you know, just stand up and begin kicking forward. How does it feel? Can you kick easily, or are you rigid in your movements? Are you stuck? And most people are going to be really stuck because, you know, the way you move reflects how you think as well. It just tells a whole pattern of your entire life. So we want to really focus on flexibility of the body, because that's where the body, you know, can get really the optimal results, where you lose weight, you feel happy, you open up your nadi lines, your chakra points, all your meridians in the body. So flexibility is extremely important. Regardless of your age, it's really just about stretching, breathing, and feeling that openness and change happening. And not just being glued into a pose, but you have to feel like your cells are opening up and you're spreading love to that part of your body. So yeah, I use a lot of love in my workouts all the time. Yeah. I think love is so empowering for the human body.
You know, it's funny you said about being stuck. If you take them further down that rabbit hole, you ask them what right now is on your mind, and they'll say, I have this problem at work.
Right, right.
Or, you know, it's like if you can just keep going down that rabbit hole,
I'm sure you'll find out how
to unstick that puppy, you know.
I agree. It's just trust in this higher power. And, you know, I don't think anybody has as many problems as I have, honestly.
Oh, mine.
So just trust in the higher power and believe in yourself and love your body and love yourself, and everything, the change is going to happen by itself. But you just have to let go and let things flow by themselves.
Well, Julie, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you and be able to find out about this DVD? That would be great.
Okay, sure, Dr. Jeanette. It's basically sold on my website, so www.j.sport.co. It's also being sold in Virgin Mega Stores overseas right now in the Middle East, and it's sold on College Video, it's sold on Amazon, it's sold also on eBay, and we're expanding it, I think, in the next few months. It's probably going to be in Walmart and Ralph's supermarkets and other places, so that's in a couple months. And I have this YouTube channel that's coming out in around 2 weeks, which is just a whole bunch of free YouTube videos that people can watch, you know, to tone your body, your upper body, your butt, your abs, in a holistic approach. They are challenging exercises, but you can do one rep, which is better than doing nothing if it's difficult. And that's going to be all on my YouTube, on JSport. So if you just search JSport or JSport Official on Instagram or Twitter, you'll find out more about me.
And I think never be put off by anything that says, it might be hard, or look at the picture and you say, I'll never be able to do what she's doing on the front.
The
answer is about the word change on the top. So if you're able to just make any changes, you know, if you can raise your arm, you know, just 10 to 15, 20 degrees from your side, that's movement. Tomorrow it'll be 20, maybe next week it'll be 25. And hey, where are you going? You know, you're here. You've got years.
People say,
I've got to be okay for next week. You've got years.
Right.
It's okay.
Exactly. Just start moving, and the change is going to happen by itself. You know, I wasn't born as a fitness person either. Like, I came from a completely different background. But, you know, just believe in your body, encourage your body, be motivational to your body, and you'll see how your body will react backwards towards you.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us. This was a really
thank
great
you.
Show today, and I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks so much, Dr. Jeanette.
Oh, you're welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Julie Ramal, again, her DVD is In Light of Change. It's a 2-week fitness program, and it's about being, I think, being able to move, just being able to learn how to move in different planes and being able to just move ways that you may not have before to try to strengthen up those short muscles, try to get those muscles to stop being so contracted, and being able to open up your body so it can breathe better, run some more blood to that head. You don't always need a supplement, you know, or being able to get the blood to your heart and being able to say, I have my blood pressure. Oh, what is that? That's just like somebody putting a foot on one of your blood vessels. So, hey, you know what? Open them up. That's what we're talking about. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. And until
thank
tomorrow,
you.
This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.